Have you ever thought about how your kids would be covered in case something ever happened to you or your significant other? There's life insurance for you, but have you heard about juvenile life insurance for your kids? Today we have a special co-host who is going to share some helpful information on why and how it is important to consider this option for your family. So grab your drinks, pop in those earphones, especially if you have little ears around, and let's dive right into episode 80.
Welcome to Mamas and Mimosas. I'm your girl, Roni.
I'm Marianne.
And today we have a very special guest here with us. Can you let our listeners know your name and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yes. Hi, my name is Giselle. I've been a financial professional for over 6 years now. I've been in this industry with Jordan, my husband, since 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And do you have children or do you want children?
We currently do not have kids. Okay. We got married in July 2021. Oh, Roni got to attend with Tyler. Yeah,
Bruno Mars.
That's another topic. But yeah, we wanted to enjoy the first year of our marriage first.
Smart.
Yeah,
smart.
And so we do plan on trying to have kids next year. So cross your fingers.
We'll cross our fingers.
We have those kids.
great. And can you share a personal story with us about how you got started? What made you get into this line of profession?
Yeah, so I actually started with Gold Line just in the marketing department because that's where my background was in when me and my husband, we were building Gold Line Financial Services. And then as I got more into the ins and outs of the business, I realized how beneficial it was for families and for everyone to actually be a licensed professional agent. So I went ahead and got my license, and I've had my license since then.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you feel like this line of work is challenging? Because you're doing like life insurance, and that could be a touchy, you know, topic for most. So do you feel that's challenging? Or you?
Yeah, definitely people are sensitive when it comes to their money. Some people are closed-minded. Just because, like I said, it's a very touchy subject. So it is very challenging, especially as a woman as well. If you go back 30 years ago, the average financial professional was like a 60-year-old white male. So as a woman of color and being so young in this industry, it definitely has had some challenges. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you think it's important to have life insurance? Because a lot of people don't have it.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And is that because they're scared of like death, or why do you think so?
Yeah. Important is an understatement. Okay. I definitely believe it's an essential part of life. Just because when it comes to life insurance, people actually have the old mentality that life insurance is something that you can only have when you die, when you pass away. But life insurance policies now, they've modernized it to where it comes with living benefits.
Okay.
So when you're talking about these living benefits, it's talking about, you know, when you have like, it covers you when you have a heart attack, a cancer, a stroke, a critical brain injury, right? And so these are like unexpected, like life medical events that people don't realize that can happen in the future. We have clients that say, oh, I'm too young, that won't happen to me. But, you know, a couple years down the road, it actually happens to them, and they didn't get the life insurance policy. So it's definitely very important. When you're married or when you have kids, you have other lives depending on you. You know, when you have a partner, they're depending on you. So when you don't have that life insurance policy, like let's say an unexpected like medical event or a curveball that life threw at you happens, you're able to have your life insurance policy cover that. So that financial burden or financial stress isn't on your partner and on your kids. And you're using the money or the policy to help you recover, right? So
see, a lot of people don't know that. I think they just feel like, oh, life insurance is just for like, we got to plan for when this person dies. Mm. But like you mentioned, like, I don't think people know that it covers those things also.
Yeah.
So is that a different policy? Like, how would one know what to do? Like someone who doesn't know anything about life insurance, like how could
you
educate them? Yeah. What do they do? Like,
yeah,
what's the process?
I think it's, well, our process, we definitely start with like a meeting. Like a Zoom presentation. It could be, you know, whatever some people like face to face, but because people are so busy now, mm-hmm. they like to go on Zoom. You definitely schedule your appointment, but we kind of just ask them what their goals and needs are. Okay. Right. And then also budget. Some people don't realize that this is so affordable. Like you can have like a $50 budget and you can actually find something, a life insurance plan that you can afford. Some people have bigger budgets and where you overfund the policy and it's a bigger policy for mm-hmm. yourself. But yeah, it definitely starts with the presentation and just, again, trying to see what your goals and your needs are and what your budget is. You can reach out to a life insurance agent, someone that you trust.
Is that something you like shop? Well, like, you know, you shop for car insurance or whatever. Is it similar to like that, or is life insurance pretty like set as far as like who you go to?
I mean, there are places that, you know, you could Google life insurance. There are places that you can kind of do like a quote like that. But I like the personal touch that, like, you know, when you have face-to-face appointments, because again, like you're able to understand your policy more.
Okay. Yes.
Because like when you go online, you kind of just get a bunch of quotes and numbers, right? Yeah. And you won't understand what you're actually buying. Some people don't even know what they're buying most of the time. Yeah. And again, it's that personal touch that our agents have and that can provide you with.
Or like picking a policy, because I know more recent we've been hearing about like a juvenile policy, mm-hmm. which is or I guess what would that exactly be for little kids? Is there a certain age for that? Or can a baby, like a newborn, get a policy or like any age?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So it's actually, you can start applying for life insurance. I believe it's like 14 days young.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 14 days young. That's as soon as that's the earliest you can get it. And as long as you have like a social security number, you're able to apply for life insurance. And I always say the younger, the better, because people don't realize that when you apply for life insurance, they also look at your like medical history. So when, you know, you're 14 days young, you don't really have like that. You don't have anything. You don't have medication.
Healthy as possible. Right?
Yeah.
Healthy as you can
be. You don't have that lengthy like medical history that some people may have. And that actually affects your approval when you do apply for life insurance.
So if a baby at 14 months or days was getting the insurance, like, and Lord forbid something happened to them later on where they had a health issue, are they locked in because they didn't have the health issue at that time?
No,
so they don't try to switch it up, like you're locked in.
Yeah, you're locked in to the health rate that you get approved at.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So while you're healthy, I always tell clients, like, don't wait until
you get sick.
Yeah, until you get sick, because you won't be approved. Get it while you're healthy. Get it when the opportunity presents itself to get life insurance, because again, a lot of people get it when it's too late. And I can't stress that enough.
That's something to think about, because I'm like, okay, so what happens later on if they get sick? Then do they raise the policy on you and now you have to pay more because it requires more?
Exactly.
But being locked in is like super smart to like, okay, let's get it now while everyone's healthy.
They say health is wealth, right?
Exactly. So it's cheaper essentially to like get it while they're younger.
Definitely.
So and like if they're paying $20 a month or whatever, it stays forever like that?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do with the policy. Okay. There are some ways that you can build around the policy. So some people think, okay, like life insurance is just life insurance, right? But what people don't realize, when you buy life insurance for your kids, it can actually be used kind of something like similar to a 529 plan, but even better than a 529 plan. So a 529, So a 529 plan, you know, basically it's something that you fund as a parent, right? You get it from the bank. And it's actually, it can only be used just for college. If you put that money into a 529 plan and your kid doesn't want to go to college, wants to be an entrepreneur or, you know, something else, your money is stuck in that 529 plan. And so let's say you don't have a lot of people don't know that. So let's say you put like maybe like $30,000 away into your 529 plan over the years, right?
Oh my God.
Your child decides, I don't want to go to college.
And nowadays, a lot of them don't want to go to college. They all want to be influencers,
right? Yes. You want to be TikTok famous or something. Exactly. You're going to have to, as a parent, you're going to have to be forced to go back to school to get your master's or something just to use that money. Yeah, use that 529 plan. And a lot of people don't realize that. So, yeah, so we, well, we call it a Start Smart plan. Other companies call it whatever they want it, but it's an insurance plan where you can overfund the policy. Okay. Like you said, you know, you're talking about that $20, but we're here, you can overfund it to whatever it fits in your budget, right? Mm-hmm. And that money, like I said, kind of acts like a 529, but better. So that money doesn't just have to be used for college. It can be used to fund their business in the future. It can be for a down payment for a home, which a lot of millennials have a hard time finding the down payment for, or it could be for a car, a new car. It could be for whatever they need. And it's already set because you've already been paying since like from the 14 days or whenever you decide to.
And that's something that people really don't know because you just think, okay, it's just going to die to get toward it. Yeah. My funeral services and this and everything like that. But it does a lot more.
Yeah.
So if something was to happen to a parent also, would that kid be, that would they would be covered also with like them leaving the money behind, like, you know, would that help for them as well?
Yeah, so there would be two different policies. One for the parent. Okay. We always recommend that the parents get one first because, like I said, you know, you have a child depending on you. You don't want to pass that financial burden to them. And then second, it would be for the child, right? You get a separate policy for that child. So it's like two different policies.
And the child would be able to use, like, was there money set aside in that child's policy for them to use if something was to happen to their parent? Or that is the parent's life
insurance? Yeah, that's the parent's life insurance policy. So, yeah, if something were to happen to the parent and the parent has a life insurance policy, then that parent can use it for, you know, their medical bills to pay for the roof over the heads, the food on their table. And then that's just their policy. And then for the kids, it's still set aside.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, what's the youngest policy that you've done? Have you done 14-day-old policy?
No, I actually haven't done a 14-day-year-old, but we've done as young as, I believe, like 4 years old. But still, it's still a good time to start. You know, it's never too young or too old as long as you know what your goals and needs are. But like I said, it depends. Health as well. So if you have a medical history, it might be a little harder to get it to approve.
Why do you think so many people ignore the fact that we need life insurance? Because it's, I mean, it's so many people do not have it. And you see people having car washes and raising money. And like we need to normalize like getting life insurance. Why do you think it's not?
Yeah, I think one, like that misconception of like what life insurance used to be. Like you guys all thought before I came here, you know, life insurance is something you just have to get when you die, right? Mm-hmm. Also, number two is they're not educated enough. A lot of people are not educated in finance, you know? When you went to school, none of us were taught, like, finance 101.
No one was talking about life skills that they don't tell
you. No, seriously, they don't teach us, like, the basic foundations of, like, finance. Like, I remember when I first got my job right out of high school, I was so excited to get, like, my first paycheck. And then I saw it and I was like, what are all these deductibles? I came home with half my paycheck. But, yeah, people I don't think are educated enough, you know? Again, like they don't teach us the finance, like finance 101. And so when you go out there, you kind of just look into, you know, like self-help books or like you see it on like Instagram or like TikTok. And sometimes these people aren't actually licensed to talk about finance. Right. And they could be misleading you in the wrong direction. And you don't want that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely miseducation is a big important reason why like people don't want to get life insurance.
And too, it seems like it would be kind of difficult as a parent to like have that discussion and be like, okay, we're going to get the child life insurance. Cause it's almost like you feel like, should I like put that juju on something possibly happening and not like looking at the fact that it's setting them up for something later? I think that's like probably a difficult subject in general.
Yeah.
To do so.
Yeah, it definitely is a sensitive subject. But like you said, you're setting them up for the future and you don't want them to not have that protection. I believe that like life insurance is again like very important to any type of financial plan or like family planning even. It's just so important to have that subject and to have that tough conversation. So like later down the future you won't say like, okay, I didn't get to have that conversation with my family or with my spouse or partner and now we're here and we have this financial stress on us.
So when you as a parent get the life insurance for your child, are you the only one until they're like a certain age that can access that account or that money
policy?
Or like say, I don't know, my 7-year-old, if we have
life insurance for him, and God forbid something happened to my husband and I, mm-hmm. like, is he able to access his stuff, or he needs like a legal guardian. Like guardian?
Oh, to- I think at the age of 18 is when you're able to access your policy yourself for the kids. But if you're like, let's say you're the owner and you're the payer, you still have access. Well, like you said, you're going to pass away.
But he, if she yeah. has coverage, because like, obviously you said it makes sense for the parents to get the yeah. life insurance. Yeah. So he would be taking care of
So he would be able to pay for that. Yeah.
Okay. And does she have like a guardian? Like it would be whoever she leaves in charge on the
yeah,
policy?
So when you sign up for like life insurance, you can list like beneficiaries.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. For let's say some knock on wood, something were to happen. Mm-hmm. You can have your list of beneficiary on there.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be the person yeah. to help her.
And you could list as much as you want. So you could like divide it 25% or yeah.
Because then they go, say they go to college at 17, their yeah. guardian has to access the money then, not the kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's how it would work.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would be, could you give us like 3 tips, like if we want to possibly look into life insurance, that's something it's good to look at to do, like make sure that the policy has this X amount of this, or is there like special tips when to look shopping out for yeah. the policy?
Definitely look into the living benefits. Not all policies are created equal. Yeah, so like make sure you have all living benefits on there. Like I said, like, you know, where it covers your heart attack, stroke, traumatic brain injury, cancer. Yeah, which is unfortunately there's a statistic that 1 in 2 men actually get diagnosed with cancer, and 1 in 3 women get diagnosed with cancer. Yeah, and it's just that unfortunate statistic. But you got to make sure the life insurance policy that you do covers that. Yeah,
that's crazy. Like, you would know that.
Yeah, so like, can you choose, say, you know, your family has a high risk of whatever, breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So can you choose, say, like in your policy, how much goes towards that, like versus how much goes towards like hospital bills versus like how much goes towards like breast cancer treatment?
Yeah.
Or is it?
No, like, you actually just get like a check. Oh. So like, for example, you just get a check and you can use it for your medical bills, whatever you actually want.
Oh, it's not like designated, it's not like, yeah, areas designated. Like college.
No,
cancer.
No, it's not. Yeah. Oh, so, gotcha. No, it's not. Like you get this check. So I have a personal story. So my mom, 4 months into meeting Jordan, my husband, she bought a policy for herself. And, you know, flash forward 4 months later, she was going to the Philippines because my grandma passed away and she needed to attend the funeral in the Philippines. She was already at LAX airport. She was giving the flight attendant her boarding pass. And my mom has been in the medical field for over 30 years. So when her boarding pass fell out of her hand and she went to go reach for it and she couldn't feel her fingers and couldn't reach for it, she knew that she was having a stroke. Right. So they rushed her to the emergency room. And that's when, you know, they diagnosed that she was having a full blown stroke. She was there for 3 months into recovery. She couldn't walk on her own. She couldn't bathe on her own. She couldn't feed herself for 3 months. She was there and it forced her into early retirement. And, you know, life doesn't like these bills don't stop when life happens, yeah. unfortunately. But because she had this policy and we made a claim, they were able to give her like a $30,000 check. And so it helped, you know, my dad had to pull out of work during those 3 months to help her recover because me and my brother were still like either at work or at school at that time. And my dad was dedicated to helping her recover. And that $30,000 check, like helped take that financial burden off of them.
Yeah.
And it helped with so many bills and everything that came after her stroke.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it is. And mind you, she only paid like 3 months into her policy. So let's say she put like maybe $400, $500 into it, for example. And she got that $30,000 check back. And that's a check that you don't ever have to pay back because you bought that policy when you were healthy. So,
wow. So it's not like a loan where you have to pay it back.
No, it's not a loan. Yeah, it's not a loan. Yeah. So, definitely get it when you're healthy.
Right?
Because you never know. Yeah.
Well, you pretty much answered that. I was going to say, what could you tell our listeners, like, the importance of it? But you covered everything.
Yeah.
Giselle. Yeah. That's, like,
that was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Well, can you tell our listeners where they can find you? Give them your information.
Yeah. So you can find our website. It's goldline-financial.com. And we also have an Instagram page called Goldline Financial. But you can also DM me personally if you want to set up your own appointment. We don't charge any, like, appointment fee. It's a free consultation, free 30-minute Zoom call that you can take, whatever your schedule allows it. But my Instagram is Giselle, G-I-S-E-L-L-E. And then last name, Mangaliman, M-A-N-G-A-L-I-M-A-N. So Giselle Mangaliman.
We'll also link that on the show notes.
Yeah, it's so. Really long. It's a very Filipino name. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
And
we'll see you next time.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to keep hearing more, would you let us know by subscribing to this podcast and YouTube and hit the little like and heart button? This allows us to help more mamas to feel less alone in motherhood and will also automatically notify you when we throw out a new episode.